I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
But you say with that event in London, that sounds brilliant because you don't have to worry about going up to someone and them saying, oh, sorry, I'm seeing somebody. Hello, welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Jane, he's Phil, and today we're going to talk about meeting someone in person.
What is that? Like, how does that work?
It seems like a pastime, doesn't it? It seems like people rarely meet people in person now, but you can. There is hope. There definitely is ways to meet people in person.
I'm shocked. I really want to listen to this episode. Wait, oh yeah, we're talking about it, aren't we?
Although, if you live in Scotland, you probably need to be double vaccinated to meet somebody now because they are thinking of introducing your vaccine passports to show at restaurants, bars, cinemas. I know already if you go to an event with over, I want to say 500 people, you need to show your vaccine passport. So at the moment, if you go to football games, theatres, you have to show your vaccine passport. But
you don't need to be double vaccinated. I'm just putting this information out there. Basically, if you have a look at the website, because I know people that have, if you've had COVID within, I can't believe we're talking about COVID, but if you've had COVID within the last 6 months, it basically, you can renew your passport every 30 days if you've had like a positive PCR test. And also, if you have a lateral flow test that comes back negative, it gives you 48 hours on your COVID passport.
I see.
For the people that can't have the vaccination, the jab, mm-hmm. For whatever reason, there are those other ways. So, yeah.
That's good. Okay. So there's even more hope now. So it's good.
Yes. Yes. So there we go.
Okay. So, Phil, where's kind of been the best places you've met people in the past?
There's only like two, maybe three. Okay. So let's start with hobbies. I once dated my sensei at Aikido. So I used to do Aikido. Mm-hmm. And me and her got on really well, and we ended up going on a few dates. So hobbies, clubs, stuff like that, I find they work really well. What about you? We'll go backwards and forwards.
Okay. I like that one, though, the hobbies. So for people that don't have a hobby, where they're not part of a club. I've always found meeting people in events is a good way. So if there's an event on, for example, I've met somebody at a gin festival before. So, okay. You know, it's an all-day
event.
You've
got the same likes, if you
So it's like an all-day festival. It's quite intimate. These kind of festivals are quite, if they're indoors, are quite small. You're kind of there for most of the day. So it gives you a chance to chat to people, and it's quite an easy way to start a conversation, because you're just talking about, in my point of view, we're just talking about gin. So I would go up to someone and be like, oh, have you tried this one yet? What's your thoughts? So I always think, if you don't have a hobby, try and source out what's going on in your area. There could be a food festival, drink festival, things like Comic-Con. Like, there's lots of different events happening in your area. So I think that's a great way to try and meet somebody.
Oh, massively, massively. And the thing is, I've been looking into this, like, smile, eye contact, look approachable. Because the problem is, when people go out, they tend to put this, like, no face. It's kind of like a, you know. But if you go out, see someone who you find attractive, a little bit of eye contact, a little smile, you know, it shows that you're approachable.
I think people are just so scared of fear of rejection, but you need to think, I mean, the worst that's going to happen is they say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm seeing somebody, but they're going to be flattered, they're going to be feeling so good, or they might just say, yeah, I'd love to sit down and have a drink with you. So sorry, you go.
No, I just got in there. I was just going to say, when you approach someone in person, don't go in there with any intention. Don't go in there with the intention, because what happens in your head is that builds up. You're like, oh, this person, I want to go on a date with them. And you start overthinking and you start da, 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 da. And before you've even got up to them, you're already in a relationship, married, two kids and stuff like that. So if you go in over there with the intention of not even getting there,
simple.
Just to be polite and friendly, and you'll come across polite and friendly. And if they turn around and go, oh, I've got a boyfriend, it's like, okay, well, thank you. You know, like, yeah, you know, you just basically say thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And then go your separate ways. Done. Always just take the hint.
Yeah, I think either like going over and just asking a question to kind of suss out what the chemistry would be like. So you can go over and just ask something simple like, oh, do you know where such and such stand is, or do you know where this area is, and just see how they react. Because if someone's attracted to you, their persona will completely change. So yeah, just going over, ask a question, or just
it's a case of like, you're at a bar, you turn around and say, what drink would you recommend, kind of, you know. Or
for me, I'd be like, okay, pass me the straw, please.
And I'd be like, here we go, done.
Yeah. It's just finding wee things to talk about, isn't it? And another other ways to meet people, I guess, before would be in your workplace. But I guess a lot of people are now working from home.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, you need to get out. Like, if you're either at work and you spend your time at work or home, yeah? And then complain about not meeting anybody. Well, the reason why is because you don't go anywhere to meet anybody.
Yeah, you're not being proactive. You're not going out.
No. Like, I'm not expecting, like, my perfect match to knock at my door in 5 minutes and go, hi, I'm here, I found you, I traveled all across the country to knock at your door, you know, because it's not going to happen. So we need to stop believing in films where we're just going to randomly bump into the love of our life while we're walking down the street, because
What I say to my sister is, my sister is single, and you know, she's saying she's done with the app, she doesn't want to do it, she says it's so time consuming. And I said, well, you need to make more effort to just go out there. She goes into her workplace just twice a week, and the rest of the time she works from home. So I say to her, like, why don't you just go to a different lunch place every single day? Don't keep going to the same place, it's going to be the same people. Change it up a bit and go to different places, because you just never know who's going to be there.
Nope. speed dating events. You have speed dating events. They're another good way that you can meet someone offline,
yes,
I think.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to one?
I have never, but I've always wanted to because I love the whole process of it. It's very quick. You meet so many different people in the one night. And not only that, you meet people that you could potentially stay friends with, that you can go to other events with, because you know, a lot of people that turn up at these events, they are on their own. As much as they want to bring their friends, a lot of friends are either in relationships or maybe cancel last minute. So a lot of people that turn up at these events are by themselves. So you can make a great connection with someone else that's there, and you can decide, you know, do I just go to speed dating events together and just see if we can meet other people? So it's a great way.
So an idea that I've seen and that I want to do something about next year is, like, for me, speed date events, like, I'm not sure. I just, it's kind of like move kind of thing. I kind of want to look at, and they do this with Cocktails and Conversation down in London, where they have an event on and everyone there is single. Mm-hmm. So you go and you mingle, you talk, you can have cocktails with them, conversations. And yeah, I really like that idea, because you are not sat. And if you're nervous or anything like that, you are not in front of somebody and it's like, oh, I've got 3 minutes to try and talk about something. And I don't know. I can imagine speed dating, you talking about the same thing over and over again, possibly. I don't know.
Like you say, with that event in London, that sounds brilliant, because you don't have to worry about going up to someone and them saying, oh, sorry, I'm seeing somebody. You know that you can go up to anyone and you know they're going to be single. So it gives you that a bit more confidence. So I love that idea.
But yes, Thursday does that as well. Thursday give up a secret bar each week. I think it's each week. So that's in London. They name a bar and everybody there is single. And I think you can see their dating apps profile, actually, why you're in there. So it kind of brings both together, which I think is really cool. They just need to bring it out and bring it further afield than London.
that sounds like a really promising app for sure. I think people just have to be productive, like you say. We all do that thing where we say, oh, there's nobody out there, like I've been trying. But sometimes you actually think swiping on an app isn't really trying, because, we've had this conversation before. You have to be productive. You can have chats, but you need to be productive and say, okay, let's meet up this weekend, or stop putting things off. You just got to do it.
You quick chat, don't make it into, just make sure you and the person gets on, and then do you know what, go for it, go, let's have a date. And people make it too complicated. People are like, oh, pen pals, and then they're worried about getting ghosted, they're worried about getting stood up, they're worried about rejection. The thing is with rejection, that person can only say no to you once and then you walk away and you do not know that person. Like if you walk up to someone in a bar or a club or something and they turn around and go no to you, do you know what like you're not gonna ever see them again. And you know, you might go back and your mates might give you like, oh, no, but you know what, screw them.
Everyone does need some people need to have rejection in their life to make them stronger.
Yes, 1,000,000%.
It's funny how back in the day, before, you know, apps were around, you know, the norm was you would go to a nightclub, a bar, and it was so easy to meet somebody. And people used to get engaged so quickly and get married so quickly. And now it's such a much more difficult process.
Yeah, exactly.
There's too much choice. That's what it is.
There is. There's access to too many people. I mean, dating apps are great because you will meet people that you probably wouldn't meet normally.
Yes.
Like I meet people from all over the country. But the thing is, you are probably missing out on someone great on your doorstep, you know, because everybody's on the app and you might not ever see them because they're not there. So if everybody got out, if everybody went, do you know what? Like, I'm having an app-free day. I'm not going on apps, and I'm going to go out and try and meet somebody. And I think the thing with it is people are scared. People don't know how to communicate. You know, if you like literally have a conversation with somebody every day,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you get out there, whether it's a barista at Starbucks or, you know, bartender or wait staff or your postman, if you have a conversation with them, like, it doesn't have to be long, but it gets you used to actually communicating with other people.
Absolutely. And
that's one of the things. People have lost the art of communication, and they're like, oh, I can't talk to anybody.
And that's the thing as well. Like, even things like you can do everything from online, whether you order your online shopping, takeaways, everything's always on an app these days. And that's, you're so right. People don't get used to that communication. You know, before you would, things like you would go to a library and ask for certain books. You would go into this, a takeaway place and order your food. Whereas everything just seems to be app.
You can book it online, you can email people, you don't have to talk to anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all automated, and the amount of communication people get is probably through a screen where they're not actually talking to anybody yet anyway. They're just texting. So
I've got friends that won't even answer their phone now because they're like, oh, they'll just text. So they don't even have conversations, which is sad. I mean, I remember when I was online dating, and I matched with a guy that was a lot older than me. And as soon as we matched, he said, look, do you mind if I just call you? He's like, I'm not really into this back and forth. I'd rather just get to know you and see if that works. And I just love the maturity of it. And, you know, to be fair, I was so nervous because I hadn't spoke to somebody in person who I just met on an online app. But as soon as he called, I just felt, wow, this guy is literally so mature, and it feels safer. We can speak about everything we need to speak about. So that was lovely. But I feel like it's missing there. The communication is definitely missing.
Yeah, definitely. But if you do ring people, don't make it really, 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 really long.
No, I know.
Have short conversations and then done, and then decide to meet up. Because,
I was actually walking home the other night, and I walked past a whiskey bar, and I looked inside it and full of men, and I kept thinking, wow, if I was single, this would be the place I would hang out. Because when you think about it, sometimes you don't really think about where the other person would be. So for example, if I was single again and I really wanted to meet somebody, I would probably go to a rugby game or a football game, even if I had no interest, because that's where all the men are, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. You got to have some interest. Like, if you had no interest in rugby or football and you met them at a rugby or football game, they're going to be at the rugby or football game all the time.
That's fine. Everyone's got their own hobbies. Yeah. But you could just see you're trying to experience like other sports. You're just like watching it, spectating it.
Oh, and use the thing of like, I'm like new to this sport. Can you tell me like how it works and stuff like that? And
and then before you know it, you're back at theirs. Boom. but for you, Phil, I feel like if I was a guy, you know, obviously I was interested in a girl, I would be going to workout classes that are like yoga classes or something like that, or
we all know how your yoga guy turned out.
So for anyone that's not read my book, I met a guy that just came from a yoga class and didn't wash. So I met him on the day and he was sweaty and it wasn't good. But this thing is like trying to think out the box of switch up where you normally go, because if you keep going to the same places, you're going to see the same people. So it's like switching it up.
Yeah, 100%. Something else is friends or colleagues or something like that. If they've got friends that are single, it's like going out and seeing what happens, isn't it? It's but
I guess the only downside of other people matchmaking you is if it doesn't go well, then it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, then the other person's in the middle.
Yeah, I've been in that situation, Phil. I think you know
have
this.
You? Didn't know this at all. No, I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
But yeah, thing is, dating is so exciting. It's so exciting. Like, there's so many opportunities to meet people, and I get frustrated when my single friends just they moan about it. I'm like, but you're not putting yourself out there. It's exciting.
You're not putting the effort in.
Yeah.
You need to put the effort in to get the effort out. And people go, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And it's like, well, then other people need to put the effort in, or go look somewhere else where people are, like, excited. And I love that. I love the fact that dating is exciting and people should get excited.
Yeah. And the thing is, what I hear a lot is, all my mates are settled down or relationships. You can still go with your friends to events. And it can be your girly day out or your lads night, whatever. Go out just for them, but you just don't know who you're going to meet. So you don't need to make it as if, I want to go to this event because I'm hopefully going to try and meet somebody. Go as a group of friends. And if something happens, someone might be there, then that's a bonus, you know? But if not, you've had a great night regardless with your friends.
Well, it was like that singles bar that I was going to look at doing next year. I was going to have a traffic light system. So you could go with your friends. So your friends wear red if they're taken.
Yeah.
Orange, amber if they're like not sure, they're not really looking, but if the right person came around. And then green if it's like, yep.
Yes.
And then people will know who they can talk to, but people are there with their friends still. So they can still mingle. And so... That's the plan for next year in Nottingham, hopefully, fingers crossed, at some point.
Yes.
And if you are a bar out there in Nottingham or anywhere around the area and you want to offer your services for this night out, then let us know. Drop us an email.
Love it. And, you know, the Christmas season is upon us, and what great way to go out and go to Christmas markets, because you know, everyone loves to kind of go down to those places and have some mulled wine or just have a browse. It's a great place to meet somebody.
Yeah, I'm off to the Edinburgh Christmas Market in a few
weeks. Are you?
Yeah, for my A to Z.
So
4 weeks time. Wait there. I'm just counting. I think it's literally... Yeah, it'll be like the 18th of December. I'm heading to the Edinburgh Christmas market. I'm going to go explore Edinburgh. So if you're around in Edinburgh and somebody, like if anyone listening is around and wants to be my tour guide for the day, give me a shout.
Oh, wow. I need to see actually who I know in Edinburgh that could take you about. You will absolutely love it. The thing about Edinburgh at Christmas, it's... Edinburgh itself is a romantic place already because it's got the castle in the city. It's just so beautiful. But at Christmas time with all the lights, it's just so stunning. And you just feel all fuzzy and warm. And you just want to share the love.
Yeah. I mean, it would be better if there was somebody who lived in Nottingham but was visiting their family up in Edinburgh for Christmas that was up there. That would be amazing because it is a bit of a drive and, yeah.
What made you choose Edinburgh for E?
Because I love Edinburgh. It's my favourite city in, the UK. I spent months up there and absolutely adore it. It's just amazing. It's magical. That's why I chose it for E.
That's another thing for a tip for you or for anyone that's going to Edinburgh. They've just opened up this amazing new shopping centre that's got a rooftop bar. It's stunning inside. It's very high end, but very date like. It's perfect for dates. So it's
called the best place to go for breakfast. I'm trying to find the best breakfast. And you guys have the square sausages and don't you have
we have black pudding, white pudding.
Yeah, I need all of that in my life.
Yeah, I'll send you a list. Yes, I'll send you a list of best breakfast places. But a lot of people have been talking about this restaurant called Disham. It's an Indian restaurant, but they apparently have the most amazing breakfasts. And there's also a breakfast place called Stack and Still, which is all pancakes.
I'm going there.
Okay.
I'm there.
Do you what? I'm just going to, you go on their Instagram page and you will be like booking it instantly. It's incredible.
So if anyone wants breakfast with me on the 18th Saturday of December at Stackham, then...
Stack and Still. There we are.
Stack and Still. There we go. Yes. That's where I'll be. But yeah, it is back to the point because we just went off a complete tangent. Sorry. But no, it's my fault. I went off.
I would say, like, so out of your dating history, kind of what percent have you met in person and what percent online? Is majority been online?
Yeah, literally, yeah. Since I was 18, I think that I've only met 3, possibly 4 people offline.
And is that because the online's more convenient? Is it down to that?
Yeah. I think when I was younger, I thought, I'll jump on online, see how that is. And even though I seem it, sometimes I'm not that confident with people and I don't like approaching or stuff like that. It depends what mood I'm in. And I just found online dating a lot easier
Now that you're older and wiser, you know that speaking to people is not the hardest thing to do.
No, I know. And I will try. When I'm out and about this weekend and all the time, I will take my own advice and I will go speak to people and see what happens.
I've actually met 2 people at the gym. None of them worked. I went on a few dates with them, but again, that was kind of, I wouldn't even recommend it because if it doesn't work out, you have to bump into them at the gym. And for me, I had to basically work, I knew their schedules at the gym, so I had to change my schedule so I didn't bump into them. So I wouldn't really advise the gym, to be honest.
And the thing is, and this I think I'll say, it doesn't matter, like, if you don't get a second date out of it. The only thing is, if you've had fun, enjoyed yourself, met somebody new, done something that you've never done before, it's fun, it's exciting. Don't see it as a fail.
And see it as practice. Yes. See it as practice. That's why
experience.
I think it's, yes. That's why I always think, for me, when I was going on dates, I always... say we're even going just for a coffee, I would always choose somewhere different because if it didn't go well, at least you'd be like, oh, I got to try a new coffee place.
Yeah, exactly. You get to try somewhere new and you have fun. Yeah. And unless they're a complete and utter idiot and they're rude or anything like that, just take it for what it is. Enjoy it, you know?
That's it. And if you had any disasters, please DM them to me on my Instagram page, Swipe Forever After, because I feature disaster, funny dating stories every week. So
yeah, we're missing a few dating disasters. We haven't had them for a while, have we?
I put a cracker up last night. So yeah, so if anyone's got any, that's the thing, you can laugh about them. If it's a disaster, just laugh about it.
Or write a book.
Yeah, be like me and write a book.
But yeah, that's that. So basically, we'll have a quick rundown instead of final thoughts. So rundown, you can either go out and meet someone at a bar or an event. Your turn.
Yes, or you can bar or event, or I would just say just try new places. So instead of sticking to the same lunch place, restaurant, I mean, I've got friends that literally go to the same restaurant all the time because it's their favourite. Change it up, just go somewhere completely new.
Yeah, try new hobbies. If you've always wanted to try something, and you're a bit like, oh, what, how do I do this? Find a group out there that does it.
There's actually an app called Meetup, MEETUP, Meetup.
I'm glad it wasn't the other type of meet, or I would have been a bit worried.
But Meetup is basically for people, individuals that want to try something new. So everyone in that group is all individuals. So it's whether you want to go hiking, so there'd be a group of yous all by yourselves going hiking together. If you want to go to the cinema with a group of people, again, same process. So check out that app because there are so many events on there and that could be the perfect way to meet somebody.
Yeah, and even if it's not the perfect way to meet somebody, you've met people that you can go out with and, you know, and go to events, go to things with, and potentially meet people that way because you're in a group and you're not all on your own doing these things.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and then friends or family or work colleagues, but always remember that if it doesn't go right, put a clause at the bottom of the contract that you get them to sign saying this will no way impact friendship or anything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's about covered it. Oh, matchmakers. We forgot matchmakers.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you can absolutely.
There's matchmakers. Yeah.
They'll help you out completely and basically take all the stress away from you and help you find your potential match.
Yes. So there is plenty of ideas out there for you.
Yes.
And if any of them work for you, drop us a DM, drop us a message. And yeah, also follow us on our TikTok. I know this is the second week running now. We've told you this, but there's loads of fun, exciting things going on there. Jane's got put a finger down.
Oh God, mine's quite dirty.
Yeah, it's fine. They love it. So it's Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Jane Filton 30.
There we go. So thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show.
And happy dating.
Yeah, happy dating. Hope it all works for you and hope we didn't put you off the dating apps too much last week. See you everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.